This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Every offseason, I've had great optimism for this team and for this organization. And but, you know, now you get a guy, obviously, like Ben and, you know, Caleb going into second year. And there's going to be big jumps that are going to have to be made. And I think we all know that. And, look, there's going to be a lot of work that we got to put in this offseason to get where we want to go. So by no means is this a done deal. You know, now we got the coach and we're good to go. Like, there's a lot of work that has to be done by the players here, and we got to put in our effort here this offseason.
Cole Kmet talking Bears and Ben Johnson, and look at all this movement that the Bears have had on their offensive line. Hey, Speaks, I know that you're interested in scouting reports. Would you like another scouting report?
Yeah, is this
from my phone?
Is this Anthony Herron on Grady Jarrett? Because that one was so good, I wanted it again.
Well, no, but I did reach out to our guy Clay Harbor and asked him about Grady Jarrett.
It's a beautiful golf course.
I am waiting for that. Another one of my NFL guys got back to me though, and You might be interested in this now. This person said they haven't watched all the film on Jarrett and they're getting ready to, but said this. Okay. Always have liked him. He's very disruptive. Falcons were over the cap and they did some redid some contracts, but had to release him. When word came out that he was released, my initial thought was interesting. Very durable. Going to have to watch some tape. Then, unsolicited, this person said, the guy that will surprise you is Odangbo. Just starting to come into his own. Ballard didn't want to lose him. Real explosive athlete.
How about that? So that's interesting. Maybe with some good coaching and maybe with some good players next to him. It's a guy. Here's the thing that's really exciting about today. There's a lot of things that are exciting about today. I mean, it's so much fun to talk about all the linemen that are drafted because we've learned and know how important the line is. Drew Dolman is 26 coming out of his rookie deal. A center ready to attack his prime. Odangbo is 25.
Yep.
Coming out of his rookie deal. So while they went and got veteran grown men on the O-line like Tooney and like Jonah Jackson and obviously an OG.
Like Grady Jarrett,
who's going to play a lot of three technique and can be in the rotation as needed as he gets older and like a lot of teams are doing these days. They signed two free agents who are just hitting their moment because they've got room to do it. They've got room to do it and grow with these guys because they have a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Yep. So you got to get a lot of stuff done. I think this is kind of a go for it year a little bit for the Bears where they're saying, let's take advantage of the fact that we have a guy that's pretty good. And look at all the things that he did with not a lot of help when from a protection standpoint. And they have at least tried to rectify that. We'll know once the season begins, but they at least said, look, let's make it so that he can step up into the pocket and throw.
Mm-hmm.
That he's not running for his life, that he isn't being flushed because the center is being collapsed or the guards are being collapsed, and then he's got to run as quickly as he can to the outside and try to make something happen.
And remember the consensus that we reached, I know I reached, in this offseason. The more we talked to people, whether it was Max Unger, that was a great find by Shane Reardon, the guy who was the veteran center when Russell Wilson hit the NFL as a rookie in Seattle. Whether it was talking to Olin, as we did last week, whether it was talking to Nick Allegretti, who we talked to during Super Bowl week about working with Jaden Daniels as opposed to Pat Mahomes. The consensus that we reached, I know I reached, was they need a veteran center. Couldn't draft a rookie center and give him to Caleb Williams in year two as he's learning a new offense, needed to be a veteran.
And I was okay with them running it back with Shelton because of the upgrade at guard. And I know a lot of people were mad at me. Other people, I think Big Ann Heron actually said he would have been okay with it too. But yes, you want...
It was worth considering. Shelton was worth considering because it was you needed a veteran and not a rookie.
Correct. You don't want to have that in a new system with two guys that are in charge of the protection figuring it out on the fly. Now you have a guy that understands what's going on and can help Caleb realize what he's seeing and what he's not seeing.
As we watched Justin Fields struggle and learn and grow but still struggle in those years with the Bears, all the time the conversation would be like, oh man, he could take that leap like Jalen Hurts in Philly. And what I kept wanting those off seasons, I kept saying, they need to find Justin Fields his Jason Kelce.
Yep.
Go get him that veteran center who's a badass, who can call out all the protections and can be the knowledge acquirer and the mentally the guy who's in charge of everything.
Make his life easier.
Yes. And so that got a new quarterback. I want them to find Caleb Williams his Jason Kelce. Now, I'm not saying Dalman is as good as Jason Kelce. He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. But Dalman was the best free agent center available entering his prime. It seems like they got Caleb Williams, a center who knows what the hell he's doing, who he can rely on and grow with.
Let's keep talking protection here. Now, our show Friday was really weird because we weren't sure we were going to have a show. Then it was like, well, you're going to have like the front end of a show, but not the back end of a show. And then it was like, nah, you guys have to do 8 hours of radio because there's rain in the desert and people out there don't know what to do when there's rain in the desert. We reached out to Logan Paulson. And the reason that we reached out to him is because the Bears signed a tight end. This tight end isn't here to catch passes. He's here to help with the protection. If you look at his career, like that's the guy that he's been. But inside of the breakdown of Mr. Smythe, Logan Paulson also gave us a window into how the Bears can better use Cole Kmet.
I think you can for sure eat. I think it's just understanding like what he does well. I think, you know, he to me feels like a blocking wise. So kind of like your more traditional tight end with pass game upside. And I think that's very, very valuable because teams have to match that personnel and base because of his ability to block. So again, he's going to draw better matchups because of that. I don't think that precludes them from hunting out and finding kind of a move S piece. You know, obviously there's a couple guys like Terrence Ferguson from Oregon in the upcoming draft, or Harold Fannin Jr. from Bowling Green, or a couple guys that kind of fit that kind of move tight end, kind of big slot build that, again, you're just hunting for better matchups, and they just provide a different body type to create some of those matchups. So I don't think that precludes them from getting, I'm going to say, a little bit more athletic, a little bit more of a pass-centric type of player in that offense. But, I think Cole Kmet has value in that when you have a guy who can block the way he blocks in line, compete the way he competes in line, again, it forces the defense to do different things to the personnel package that he's in on. And again, if you can find ways to exploit those matchups, I think he's physically capable of doing that. I think he can be very dangerous in that offense.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you said regarding Durham Smythe and what Mike McDaniel does, disguising where the heavy for the run game is by having the tight end move? Tell us a little bit more about that, because maybe that's a key to what Ben did in Detroit and what we're going to see that we don't have full grasp of.
Yeah, so I think if you kind of just go like basic 2x2 formation, right? So, you know, there's tight end and a receiver to the right, there's a tight end and receiver to the left. And I think people are getting more into this kind of clamp look where both the tight ends are off the ball. that's a balanced formation. That's like traditional solo formation for a defense, right? So they're going to call that balanced, and they're going to set the front to the blocking Y, in this case Cole Kmet, but he's off the ball, right? So now on the snap in my cadence, I can move the tight end and we can attack the bubble to the offensive left, in this case, away from the three technique, and create better angles for the offensive line, create a double team to the front side of the run if we're running outside zone. And again, that's just one example of ways that tight ends were utilized in Miami, the ways that he utilized tight ends when he was in Detroit. It's a good way to kind of set the front and then quickly change the strength of the formation. Again, because you're always setting the strength of the formation on first and second down to the run strength. So if we can change that strength without having to motion or shift, like a big kind of deliberate get reset, do it on the fly, it really puts the defense at a disadvantage. So I think that's, you'll see a little bit of that, more type of that utilization of the tight end position in Chicago.
That is some meaty stuff from Logan Paulson. To simplify it as best I understand it, Lawrence, and you help me. When they use a move tight end, they're retaking control of the line, the contest where you're trying to confuse the defense, and the defense is trying to confuse you. Like the defense is like, oh, let's bring up a bunch of people, make them think we're coming, etc. But especially on first and second down, the offense is like, let's make them think we're going to attack this part of the defensive line. By setting up normally, like he's saying, with a tight end on each side, the defense...
Off the ball.
Yeah, off the ball. The defense can't say, well, let's lean heavy on one side or the other. They just have to be normal. And then when you move the tight end, you are then dictating wherever that tight end ends, you're dictating, now that's our strong side. And it doesn't mean you're going to go there, but it means the defense has to fear it.
They have to respect that you now have numbers and strength to that side.
So they have to respect that, and you could run to that side. And if you can run to that side and just bowl them over, damn, that's got to feel daunting, because then that'll just make them respect it even more later in the game when you dictate that that's your side. But when you do play action to that, especially later on in the game, once you've established that you can do that, then everything opens up a little bit. That's some fun chess to think about and to watch tight ends move in the Ben Johnson offense and know what they're trying to do.
If you look at the way that the personnel groupings went for the Lions, they used a lot of double and triple tight end sets to make stuff happen. This is where the scheme stuff for Ben Johnson really matters, because now you can go to try and fit stuff for the scheme, but you also know that there's a creativity. He's not trying to necessarily recreate the Lions' offense, but he's shown you what he can do with that Lions' offense if you have parts that are able to be interchangeable, if you're able to make the defense look at certain things, the window dressing element of it, or just the force. The Lions, they would tell you on fourth down, we're going for it. And we have all of this stuff at our disposal inside of the playbook that you have to be prepared for. You have to be prepared as a defense with Ben Johnson's offense, with them taking all four downs to get 10 yards instead of three. The amount of pressure that puts on the DC, the amount of pressure that puts on the players that are like, third and four, we got off the field, let's go, they're going to punt or they're going to kick a field goal. No, they're not. They're going for it right now. And then you have to be like, oh, bleep, we got to go out there and defend yet again.
If you're just hopping in your car, the Bears have made three free agent signings. They signed Grady Jarrett, the 31-year-old defensive tackle from Atlanta, who's a pillar of the Atlanta community and a badass Falcon for a long, long time. They signed Dio Odengbo, the 25-year-old defensive end from the Colts. And the first signing was Drew Dahlman, the number one center on the board. He is a former Atlanta Falcon, now a Chicago Bear. You know that Dennis Allen, he had his defense going against Drew Dahlman as the center on Atlanta twice a year for the past couple of years, so I'm sure he knows him very well. Jeff Schwartz, who's terrific at breaking down offensive line play and NFL play in general, was on earlier today with Bernstein and Rahimi and talked about what the Bears are doing. This was after the Dahlman signing principally, and he talked about who the Bears are trying to emulate.
I love what they're doing because they're taking basically what Ben Johnson had in Detroit, which is one of the best offensive lines of football. And it's like, we have to have that group in front of us here. Now, obviously, Ryan Poles is an offensive lineman, and he was in Kansas City when they rebuilt the O-line in 2021 after that Super Bowl loss where Mahomes got killed, right? And so he's been part of this before, and I think both of them understand the importance of having that offensive line just to be good, and then obviously help Caleb Williams. Now, as far as what blocking scheme, the Lions guys ran everything. They ran everything. Now, they made sure a lot in zone. Now, Dolman, the center they signed, did a ton of outside zone in Atlanta. Dochuni, not as much, but I think he can do it. Jonah Jackson, obviously, was in Detroit. He's run this before. So we're going to see multiple different things that this team does because that's the offensive lineman they brought in and what Ben Johnson really wants to be. So I like the mindset of going and getting these guys, knowing that the draft is not great for interior offensive linemen, and knowing that free agency, to be honest, really, you got the center. There's not really a guard. There's not really many tackles. So the veteran part of signing those three interior guys is just allowing Caleb Williams, I think, to be more free, to know that those three guys, they're veterans. They've seen a lot of football up front, that they're going to have you protected inside out. Like, that's such an important thing for a young quarterback to know that I'm not going to see pressure in my face, because a lot of guys, when they're young, having that firm inside the pocket, not just when they're young, but I mean, everyone will enjoy this, but it's easier. It's more important when you're a young quarterback, especially someone like Caleb Williams, who has an issue of getting sacked too much. It's something he has to work out. It's not just an offensive line issue. It's a Caleb Williams issue as well. But going into a season or a game or practice, feeling very comfortable with the interior offensive line goes a long way in starting the process of Caleb Williams just playing better football. Like, the NFL has always been a league that you win in the trenches. And the Eagles obviously highlight that with what they've done. And you have to build your team with respect to the team you're trying to chase. The Bears are now trying to chase the Eagles. You're not beating the Eagles unless you can block up front. So they're just sort of following the blueprint of what went.
So there it is. I wanted them to find it. Caleb is Jason Kelce. I mean, he brings up the Eagles. Who do they have now? Cam Jurgens?
Yeah.
So he's pretty good. Either way.
And what did they do? They had him play guard until Kelce retired, and now he plays center.
Yeah.
So you could theoretically go into this draft and get yourself someone who is capable of playing guard and maybe projects out as a center eventually. You can do that now.
So the most common thing that everybody's asking us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show is, how much money do the Bears have left? Shane, your long math background, your long-standing arithmetic family tradition, your statistics classes that you took, have you been able to apply those to the cap? Can you tell us, down to a dollar, exactly how much room there is?
Yeah, so it's somewhere between $4 million and $60 million. It's like somewhere in that range.
That's good. Sounds good.
We don't know what Dolman's getting, what the dead cap is yet.
Yeah, but the actual cap hits for these guys, we don't know exactly.
Yeah, so somewhere between $4 and $60 is how much money they have.
It's why I think the Bears will move fairly quickly to extend Tooney.
Because it's time to like give themselves a little more room in that way.
Yes. I think they'll do that, and they'll say, oh, well, here's all this upfront money.
Player coach, right? Isn't that what he's the Paul Konerko.
That is not what I'm thinking, but maybe. You never know.
Who's the last player coach in any sport?
George Halas.
No. I mean, Pete Rose was player manager.
We're going to saw that. Yep. It worked out great.
We're reinstating Pete Rose. He's going to be back.
Wow, he's here.
Who's the last player manager or player coach in any sport? I don't know. When's the last time that happened?
I feel like it's more recent thinking.
I'm sure it is. I mean, I don't think baseball's had a player manager since Pete Rose. I don't believe so. I mean, Bill Russell was a player head coach for the Celtics. That's a long time ago. Has there been one in the NBA since then?
Dave Cowens?
Dave Cowens. Dave Cowens.
Yeah, Dave
Celtics.
Cowens. Yeah.
He's the last player coach in the NBA.
94, 95.
Celtics, Doc, pretty good so far. Just one episode in on Max. Just unreal. You said Bill Russell.
Oh, really?
But he has a lot of that in episode one.
Yeah. Well, the Bill Russell doc on Netflix is incredible.
Yeah. By the way, dealt with a lot.
Different topic, but shout out to the new Charles Manson doc on Netflix.
Absolutely. Oh, yep, keep talking about that.
Way to bring it down the party.
Hey, man. I now I've bought the audiobook of Chaos.
So did I.
I watched both.
After Speaks texted me Saturday morning. It was a beautiful day. I was out walking. He's like, hey, you got to watch this.
It's a beauty. You and I, that's our thing. It's a beautiful day for a Manson documentary on Saturday. Am I right? It was beautiful.
Any day ending in Y, you know?
Don't need it. I saw it once before. on time in Hollywood. I got the whole figured out.
Here's why you need it. We got to talk about Jolly West. I've now gone on the curiosity rabbit hole about Jolly West and MK Ultra, and we need to do that.
Spoiler alert, the end result, not so jolly.
not so jolly.
Or Ultra.
That's my next show. My next show is 4 hours on MK Ultra, Mind Control, The Secret History of the 60s, and Jolly West. You ready, Lawrence?
I won't be here for that.
All right, so to recap, between 4 and 60. So 54, the median of that at 27. So 31. We're calling it 31. We don't know.
I would not be surprised. I mean, it's definitely at, it was 41 with Tooney and it was 41, Jonah Jackson.
It was 41 before the defensive lineman, I think, is what we had.
It was like 65.
Look, here's what I'll say.
What?
Between 4 and 60.
Don't worry about cap space.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah,
for
they're
going to
give Caleb part ownership anyway because that's what he wants.
Yeah, that's what his dad is for. Yeah. Famously.
Thank God.
Don't worry about it. There are all these devices that are available for them to be able to move around.
The Hans devices.
Yes, that one doesn't let you move that much. That's why it's a really good device. But they're fine. Plus, they now have taken care of, for the most part,
their big needs.
Their biggest needs. Yeah. They still need a defensive end, an ass-kicking defensive end on the other side of Montez.
You want to know who my guy is?
Sure.
My edge rusher, and he's not necessarily an ass-kicking defensive end, but he's a speed rusher who's still got juice in the tank. How about Dante Fowler? Did he go anywhere yet? Dante Fowler, the former University of Florida.
Yeah, somewhere between 4 and 60.
No, Dante Fowler, former Commander. You know, it was pretty good last year.
I'm fine with that.
I add him to your edge rusher rotation
and draft one.
Yes,
at least one.
Yes, draft one for sure. But if you got any more money, you can go and get yourself one of those cheap 1 year edge rushers to add to your mix.
Meanwhile, while all this stuff is going on with the Bears, there's stuff that's going on out in the desert too. The Cubs are only a week away from real baseball.
And they've made some big decisions, and I have at least one more big one to make.
Yeah, they got guys packing bags who don't know if they're going to Japan or not. We will discuss all of that next, along with any other breaking Bears news. And it could happen at any time. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.